Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Pokharna Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neeraj. Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to Pokharna Limited's Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Gautam Chand Jain, the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Paras Jain, the Chief Executive Officer at Pokharna Engineered Stone, and Mr. Viswanatha Reddy, the CFO. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. I now invite Mr. Paras Jain to open proceedings of the call and share perspectives on the business and outlook. Over to you, Paras.
Thanks, Gavin. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your continued interest in Pokharna. It's a pleasure to connect with you today and share updates on our performance and progress. I'm pleased to report that Pokharna Engineered Stone Limited, the wholly owned subsidiary of Pokharna Limited, has delivered another strong quarter. This reflects the success of our targeted sales strategies, operational efficiencies, and disciplined cost management. Our performance in the first half of FY25 underscores the resilience of our business and our ability to adapt to evolving market conditions. Let me walk you through the consolidated financial highlights for the half-year and second quarter ended 30th September 2024. For the half-year, total revenue was INR 150.8 crores, a growth of 22.47% compared to H1 FY24. EBITDA of INR 154.1 crores, a growth of 26.55%. EBIT of INR 132.22 crores, a growth of 31%. A PAT of 78.05 crores, a remarkable growth of 54.18%. EPS of INR 25.17, a growth of 54.18%. For the second quarter, that is Q2 FY25, total revenue stood at INR 253.46 crores, a growth of 24.33%. EBITDA of INR 88.29 crores, growth of 20.67%. EBIT of INR 77.76 crores, a growth of 22.44%. PAT of INR 44.96 crores, a growth of 37.49%. And EPS of INR 14.5, a growth of 37.49%. This robust growth reflects the success of our ongoing efforts to optimize our product mix, improve operational efficiencies, and focus on high-value markets. Macroeconomic environment. In the U.S., we are observing signs of stabilization. The U.S. Federal Reserve rate cuts totaling 0.75 percentage points, along with the rising home equity values, should support economic activity and drive remodeling projects. We are closely monitoring these developments as they align with our opportunities in our industry. Strategic growth initiative. Our focus remains on sustainable growth. We are actively launching new quartz products and expanding market efforts to reach a broader customer base. At the same time, we continue to prioritize operational efficiency and cost management to effectively navigate pricing pressures. Capacity and technology expansion. We are making significant strides in capacity expansion and technological advancements. 440 crores investment in Mekaguda facility. We are expanding our state-of-the-art quartz manufacturing facility in Telangana by adding a third Beton Stone production line, scheduled to be operational by March 26. This new line will significantly enhance our capacity while maintaining high standards of sustainable manufacturing. The investment will be funded through a mix of debt and internal accruals. Technological upgrades. The Krios line is progressing towards commercialization in Q3 FY25, with exciting product launches planned in Q4 FY25. The Chromia line, designed for high-definition digital printing, is expected to be operational by Q4 FY25, enabling us to deliver unique and differentiated products. Market opportunities. We are encouraged by growing interest in newer markets, including Canada, France, Mexico, and Russia, which present promising growth opportunities. However, we remain cautious in managing competitive pricing pressure from producers in India and Southeast Asia. Our strategic focus on innovation and differentiation positions us well to address these challenges. Granite business. Turning to our granite business, the environment continues to pose challenges, as reflected in this quarter's results. We are implementing cost control measures and exploring opportunities to increase revenue in this division. While the near-term outlook remains cautious, we are committed to addressing these challenges with a focused and measured approach. With PASL's robust balance sheet and healthy cash flow, we are confident in our ability to execute Quartz business strategies effectively while delivering sustained value for our stakeholders. Thank you for your continued trust and support. We look forward to addressing your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Naman Parmar from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, sir, firstly, I wanted to understand with the new capacity coming in, how much revenue potential can be done? And I think from existing capacity, you can do around 1,000 crore of revenue, if I am not wrong.
That's the only question you have?
No, no. Secondly, I wanted to know on the U.S. demand side, has the Caesarstone, the largest company in the U.S. for the quartz, has announced its result? So it is not as up to the mark. So what's your take on the demand side on the U.S.? And thirdly, I wanted to know the change in the presidential seat in the U.S. So you expect any dumping duty to be on the cost to increase from current level? As of now, you have no...
Okay. So now coming to your first question, see, you, historically we have maintained that the asset turn is about 1 to 1.25. So depending upon that, we'll have revenues around 450 to 525 crores is what we foresee at this time. But again, as you know, this plant is going to be operational about 2 years from now approximately by the time we stabilize the capacity and everything. So it would be too early to comment what that number would be, but typically we have historically seen 1 to 1.25 turn. Now coming to the second question on the U.S. demand, so I cannot comment on the results of Caesarstone. The results of our company are before you, so you can understand that U.S. is our primary market and we have performed relatively better than our competition in those markets. And definitely the demand is not coming back immediately because over a period of time there has been inflationary pressure, the mortgage rates have gone up, and only in the last couple of quarters we have seen Fed has taken some steps to reduce the mortgage rates. But still, the if you look at the national average, the mortgage is about 6.9%, which is historically very high compared to what US used to have in the past. So I think as the mortgage rates become more stable and come down, we'll see more activities happening. But then as we are positioned on a different footing compared to majority of our competition, we are focusing on mid to top tier products. So there our differentiation strategy is able to bring us the faith of customer and also the related sales out of it. Now coming to your third question on when Trump is back, what would happen? So let me correct you. There is already an anti-dumping duty on our product. So we have approximately about 2.34% countervailing duty. The anti-dumping duty for this POR was set as zero. So there is a countervailing duty of 2.34. Now after Trump comes back, it would be premature for me to comment as to what he is going to do. But whatever happens, it's going to happen for everybody across board. So I don't think only one country or one company would be singled out. So I don't think we have to worry at this point about Trump's back coming back.
Okay. And any other economy that you think will be performing good? Like you have shown in the presentation that you will be tapping the Canadian, France, Russia. So how much they will be contributing in the revenue?
See, today our US is the primary market. These markets are promising and growing markets. Canada is growing for us, France is growing for us, Russia is growing but again has logistical challenges to service that market. So I think for the near term, at least short to medium term, US will continue to be focused while we develop the markets like which we have mentioned a little while ago.
Thank you. Naman, sorry to interrupt you. I'll request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I request to all the participants, kindly restrict to two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Harikesh from Kotak Mahindra Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Rishikesh. Thank you. Good morning. So first question is now this expansion, since you're pursuing, will there be any disruption to the existing line during the course of the expansion? Do you foresee anything? Second, is it a brownfield expansion? So to that extent, could the asset turn be higher in this case?
See, this facility is going to come up at our existing facility in Mekagoda, Telangana. So when we had originally designed our Hyderabad facility, Mekagoda facility, we had provided enough space for the future expansion. So this line is going to come there. But of course, having said that, there is going to be little disruption because we are going to expand in the same facility. And of course, we are also adding a couple more sheds so that once we have two lines functioning, we need some space for our inventory and other work in progress items as well. So disruption will be minimal. So we don't see a very large disruption happening. So that answers your first question. On the second question, while it is a brownfield facility, but the type of technology what we are bringing in, so there are some more new additions what we are doing in how we work and bring out the product. So at this time, we believe that it's going to be 1 to 1.25 tons, but then as we move closer, we can probably see if we are able to get some more benefit of expanding on a brownfield side of it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. In some of our previous interaction, you have always mentioned that when it comes to product mix, 30 to 35% high value, 30-35% medium, and 20-25% basic plus hospitality is a very good ideal mix. So have we reached that kind of product mix in the second plant? Because first plant was running at the ideal mix before the capex.
So we are pretty close to the ideal mix, except for that the hospitality has still not picked up. But it is far better than what it was in last year at the same time.
Okay, so considering that, do you feel that from today to, let's say, March 26, when new plant will come, we are more or less at the optimum level in terms of revenue? Or you feel that there is still a room for growth in revenue with some change in the product mix?
See, always there is a scope to improve. So this is always a journey. It's not a destination. So depending upon how the new products come out, whether it is our Krios products and our printing products, there could be an improvement in the revenue possible. And also how the product mix continues to evolve over a period of time.
Okay, and one last question. Considering the current whatever logistic and raw material cost and everything, do you feel we will be able to sustain the margins we have done in H1?
Participants, please stay connected. The line for the management dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we rejoin the management back to the call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. Rishabh, may I request you to repeat your question once again for the management?
So, the last question was, considering the raw material cost and the logistic issue, you feel that more or less we will be able to sustain our H1 margins?
Yeah, I think at this time we believe that the H1 margins more or less are in line with our expectations, and we believe that H2 would also be pretty close to that.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Gupta from Bowhead India. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats on a great set of numbers. Sir, my first question is, how is the freight rate situation? Has it normalized now? And are we seeing ordering from distributors in U.S. who were earlier dipping their orders?
Yeah. So I think the freight rate situation has definitely improved compared to what we have seen in probably 2 to 3 quarters back. And of course, because this is the end of the year now, so except for that situation where distributors typically say that we want less arrivals around Christmas and New Year, otherwise the ordering is not impacted by the freight rate situation anymore.
Got it, sir. And sir, how will the presence of new Chromia and Krios lines change our product launch cycle for next year?
The Krios is under trials now, so our R&D team is making some trials and trying to understand the technology better and develop products. So we see that Krios products, effectively the large launches would happen in Q4 of FY25. Chromia line is still to be installed, so it's going to be installed and operational. We are foreseeing it in Q4 of FY25. So we expect that Krios typically would help us sustain or improve our margins and realization. And Chromia is more of a decoration and also looking into service some other segments. So we'll have to see how it evolves in terms of the realization. But Krios, we believe, is going to help us to definitely maintain and sustain the realizations what we see.
So the Krios line is specifically for wall cladding and thin slab purpose, or it can also be used for countertops?
It can be used for countertops. It can be used for wall cladding. So depending upon what thickness of the product you produce from Krios line, the end-use application would be determined. And also the market is also a factor because there are certain markets where they use even thin slabs for the countertop or the furniture tops. And there are some markets where they prefer to use a thick material for the countertop. So what Krios is going to do is they are going to produce, it's going to give us a slab of different thickness. And now the application based on thickness will vary from market to market, application to application.
Got it, sir. And one last question from my side. Tax rate was a bit high this quarter. So what would be the tax rate going forward?
So we are expecting 25% also for the next, like for the full year.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kushagra from Old Bridge Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers. Two questions. One on the new CapEx program. So maybe if you can give us some more idea about, from this third line, how different are your products going to be versus what you're doing currently, and hence how different would be the profitability on that 1 to 1.25% turnover, which you mentioned. And the second question is, you said mix of debt and internal accruals. So what kind of peak debt levels you're anticipating with this 440 crores of CapEx? That's question one. I can ask after you answer this question.
The first question, you have three parts. So basically, the new CapEx program is supposed to be, at this time, foreseen to be completed by March 26. So we are adding some new robots in this line. We're adding Krios also in this line. And then with our experience of the existing production line, we have made some more improvements for the operational efficiency as well. So all these are expected to improve the product efficiency and also probably help us to efficiently manage the costs and the other working environment. So profitability, see, typically we expect that the EBITDA from this would be in the range of 145 to 165 crores is what we are foreseeing at this time. And PAT also we are expecting it to be in the range of 100 to 110 crores is what we are expecting at this time. But as you know that we are 2 years down the line, we're talking ahead. So there could be certain change depending upon the, how the markets perform and how the demand conditions pan out to be. In terms of the investment mix, we expect to do about 300 crores of debt and another The balance 144 crores we are expecting to fund with our internal accruals.
Sure, this is helpful. And the second question is on your industrial segment mix. So you keep highlighting and talking about hospitality, retail, and in certain cases in the office areas as well. So maybe if you can help us understand how that industrial segmental mix has changed for you, let's say in the last 3 years, and given that you're launching newer products more on the high end as well, how do you expect that mix to change over the next few years?
See, as this commercial segment improves, typically the demand for offices or hospitality and all that will improve. So that's also an important part of our customer's business. So as a specification business, what we call it as, where the products are specified and then they get used by the fabricators and installed. So as that segment improves, definitely the demand from our customers, those who are servicing in that segment, would improve. And if you look at before COVID, there was a good amount of improvement in the hospitality because a lot of new hotels were coming up in the US, and then their existing hotels were also getting refurbished. So there's a lot of demand of renovation and remodeling, not only in the housing, but also in the hospitality, which is hotels and that part of the business. So that post-COVID, a lot of projects got on hold, and also coupled with the interest rates going up, a lot of builders actually shelved their projects or they kept their projects on hold. Now with the change in the Fed's approach towards the markets and the rates coming down, and probably with Trump being back, there is some euphoria that some improvement would happen in the US economy and the construction and remodeling would start. So if that starts, typically that would help us to also tap into that growth opportunity. So I think at least I would say that to really see the results, we have to spend at least 3 to 4 more quarters, because by the time projects are back on track and they need the material, it typically would take a 12-month period. So we all have to hope that the office construction, home remodeling, hotel constructions and all those come back.
Sure. All right. This is helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shreyans Jain from Swan Investments LLC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the CAPEX. So I just wanted to understand, so this is a brownfield and we're doing about 440 odd crores of CAPEX. So my understanding was a greenfield would require this kind of amount. So if you can just explain a greenfield and a brownfield, sir, what would be actually the amount that you would need to spend, sir?
See, it depends upon what type of CAPEX you are incurring. So if you are like, there are companies who have been able to also do the CAPEX at probably half of it or two-third of it. And there are companies who would also invest. So it depends upon what you are adding to the line. So if you look at when we originally started, we did not have Kreos. We did not have the 6 robots what we have today. So this facility what we are talking would have Kreos also by from the time it is actually commercialized, it would have 6 robots also in place. So all that typically warrants this level of investment.
Okay, so if we were not to add...
Sorry?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm saying if we were not to add robots and Kreos, then this amount would probably have been a little lower, right?
Yeah, of course, because there is an investment in the equipment. So that is where the investment is higher compared to what you would be envisaging.
Okay. And this would be lower by how much, sir, if you could just give us some sense, or if on a per square meter basis, can you help us? What is the CAPEX?
I think I would refrain from answering that question because that's more on our commercial side of it. I'm so sorry about it.
Okay. No worries, sir. So my second question is, past interactions have suggested that, you know, peak revenues from our current capacities could be 200, 225 odd crores. So this quarter we've done about 250. So I'm just trying to understand, was there a spillover of last quarter? Because I think you had some freight issues in the last quarter. So out of this 250, is there some revenues which were pertaining to last quarter and which got actually booked in this quarter?
Yeah, so there is some spillover also. And then, of course, it also depends purely on the product mix for that quarter. So we had some benefit of the previous quarter also coming here.
Okay. And so last question on the gross margin side, you know, QOQ, we are seeing some dip. So any reason for this, you know, 67.6 has gone to 64. So I'm assuming product mix would have been equally or maybe better than last quarter. So what justifies this decrease in gross margin, sir?
I think this decline is not really a big number to be concerned, because it also depends upon what type of raw materials you are using in the product, that particular period. Because if you are using a lot of your imported sand in that particular quarter, then it would be. So I think the number is very negligible in our view.
Okay, all right. I'll come back into this. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Agam Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So, Bombay, my question
Agam,
answer,
is not clear. Can you speak to the handset, said, please?
Hello, Agam. Freight rates. Hello.
Agam, your audio is not
hello.
Clear.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, I was saying, the, as you said, freight rates are pretty much normalized right now, right? There is yet some, we are yet a little bit far from correction.
I didn't
and,
get your question.
Yes, yeah, and the second question was, if you can have a longer term frame, 3 years down the line, can we say that maybe 70 to 75% would be US and 25% would be rest, including domestic? And third question would be, so, broadly, with the optimism, as you said, for the first time, you are seeing the markets, US market being stabilized and with the rate cuts happening. Can we see the, at least the bare minimum, the round about 200 crores of quarterly run rate should be doable, at least in the new facility of CapEx comes up and a full pledge of the two new technologies commercialized? So, if you can just throw light on all these three questions, that would be very helpful. Thanks.
Actually, I did not get your first question because there was a lot of disturbance when you were speaking. So,
first question was on the freight side. So, the freight rates are very much normal to the normal levels or just corrected from previous quarter?
So, I think the freight rates, what we are seeing, they are pretty close to the normal levels for most of the US ports, and there are certain ports where there is still not there, but I think if the situation continues like that, it should be pretty close across the US ports. Now, coming to the market share, yes, of course, in the next 3 to 5 years, our idea is also that we have a good amount of rest of the world coming in. So whether it would be 25% or 20%, I think time would say, but definitely our target is that we have 25% definitely coming from rest of the world and 75% from probably North America. And now coming to your quarterly revenue, I think we expect that the number should be in the range of 200 to 225, subject to, of course, the market right conditions and the situations out there.
And that's post this, post the two new technologies, Chromia and the other thing, once they stabilize, the quarterly 225 should also incrementally go up, right? Once things stabilize.
Yeah, so basically it depends upon how quickly we are able to stabilize it and how the product acceptance happens in the market, because see, there are two different bets. So we'll have to go and generate the product line also, because thinner slab, there is a market which we'll have to go and tap and then create the category.
Okay.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. Sir, the line for the management dropped. Please stay connected. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. Agam, you may continue with your question. Agam, can you hear us?
Hello.
So the line for the participant dropped. We move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Amai from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So you mentioned that with this new CapEx, 145 crores can be the EBITDA on a 450 crore revenue. So just wanted to understand how this 145 crore EBITDA will translate into 100 crore PAT.
We will have a lot of efficiency also coming other way around because we think that with whatever we are doing in terms of, I think, depreciation of... Just hold on a second. I said 155, 150 to 155, I think.
Okay, so... okay, so depreciation, even if I assume like 5% and interest cost at 30 crores, so the cash still comes at around 74-75 crores. Just wanted to reconcile that.
Just give us a second. Amen. If
yes,
you look at our current numbers also, we have our, I think, EBITDA of around 156 crores and PAT is close to around 90 crores.
Right. So, so basically, 100 crore PAT on a 450 crore revenue comes to 22% PAT margin. Currently, we are at 17-18%, sir.
Currently, is around 20%. Consolidated.
And yeah, 45 crores PAT and around...
18%. On a consolidated, we are 18%, but if you look at the PESL, we are around 20%.
Okay, I can take this offline, sir.
Okay.
And so the next question is, how do you expect the ramp-up of this facility to be in the first year and onwards?
See, the ramp-up will definitely take at least, as we have had in our previous, in the first line as well, that was about... we expect that the full optimal capacity would take at least 12 to 15 months to come because then we'll have to test several things. But the advantage what we are going to have it here was like, unlike the first line where we did not have experience of handling the robots or trios, our by the time the second line is operational in Hyderabad, we would have already got the experience of robotics, experience of trios as well. So should be definitely theoretically better than what we had in the first line.
Okay, so the bulk of the revenue, say, can come in the first 12 months itself, at least 60-70%.
Yeah, part of the revenues can be seen in the first 12 months.
Okay, and our endeavor is to maintain company consolidated margins even in this plant, 35% around?
That is what our internal targets are, that we have to look at that number and plus.
Okay, those are my questions, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I request all the participants kindly use handsets while asking a question. Next question is from the line of Vinay, individual investor. Please go.
Yeah. Yeah, hello. Sir, can you just give us the, what is the gross debt and the cost of debt? This is the first question. And the second question, that we are coming up with this new capacity of 440 crores at Mekaguda in Telangana. So after this capacity comes up, do we have enough space, suppose we plan to go for further expansion at the same facilities? So do we have that space at that place?
So the gross debt as on 30th September, it is 228 crores and the cost of funds is around close to 9%.
Yeah, and...
regarding the additional space availability for future expansion, we do have still some space available for further expansion.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anu Sharma from M3 Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. And, you know, it was heartening to see our presence at the Ace Tech Expo. My question is, you know, while India revenues would be small today, how do you see the customers or the architects looking forward to our products and the core products, and how big can an Indian market be? The initial feelers on that. Thank you.
The Aztec experience was very good, honestly, but we'll have to build up to grow in the domestic market. But the response from the entire fraternity, including various architects, builders and trade community also was overwhelming. So we hope to build on this response, follow up, and repeat some more exhibitions in the future so that we can have a strong presence in the domestic market.
Okay, but in terms of distribution, can you enlighten how do you propose to build the distribution in India? And how long would that process be before you can, you know, really have a sizable presence? It's a question into the future, but yeah, sorry.
I think we will take about 1 year to identify the right business partners, because the response was too good, but we have to evaluate who will be the right business partners for the growth. So, in my opinion, you will see numbers improving after a year of time, because first focus would be definitely on large distributors, but parallelly we will also look at other options of increasing the market presence.
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Karthik from Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. One clarification, you know, 12 to 18 months to optimum utilization is very encouraging. Just wanted to understand whether you already have some kind of offtake arrangements in place, where, you know, what exactly is giving you this confidence. Some color on what has already happened would be helpful.
See, basically in business, there is always an element of risk, and we have to move on with that. So we have customer base who we are confident will be able to market. But having said that, we will have to continue to make efforts to do what we are saying we will be able to do. So we have 18 months time, and within that, we will be able to build up the ramp up.
Right, right. And somewhere in one of your releases, you talked about 8 lakh square meters, if I'm not mistaken. That's the number you had indicated on as a new capacity. How does that compare to your current capacity? Because, you know, one was 15 million square feet, this is 8 lakh square meters. So I'm kind of confused. So
basically, there are two different plants we have, one in Visakhapatnam and one in Vizag. So this addition is to our Hyderabad. Sorry, one in Hyderabad and one in Visakhapatnam. So this addition is happening to the Hyderabad facility. And this is basically certain capacities are nameplate capacities. And then depending upon the cycle time and the product specifications, they can relatively change.
Fair. Thanks very much and very best wishes.
Thank you,
Karthik. Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Naman Parmar from Nivesh Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving opportunity for asking follow-up question. So I just wanted to know, we are going to launch any low silica content product after Chromium Krios facility get live?
See, basically product development, as I said in my opening remarks, is a process which is a periodic process for us. So definitely there are options which we are considering, but when will we launch, it all depends upon how our customers in the market ask for it. We are evaluating options, we are ready, but then we are just waiting for the right dynamics to be there in the market before we go on.
Okay. So you are currently evaluating. Okay. And lastly, I wanted to know how much EBITDA margin you will be able to sustain in the future. Currently, you are doing 34%. So it is a sustainable, you can do it with the new facility coming in also.
So historically, we have maintained that our target is to be 30% plus EBITDA. So we think that 35% is maintainable, of course, subject to the market conditions, but that's what we are aspiring for.
Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for answering all.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Shreyans Jain from Swan Investments. Please go ahead. Shreyansh, may I request to unmute your line and proceed with your question?
Hello. I have two questions, sir. So first is on the India market. One of the players in the similar business has officially put in his presentation that India business will be 10 to 15% for them over the next 3 years. So I'm just trying to understand, sir, what's our India strategy? Obviously, you mentioned a few things, but being a pioneer and a leader in this category, so do you think we need to put in more efforts, more capital, more bandwidth? I'm just trying to get some sense, you know, how do you think about India as a business, and, you know, when do you think you will actually ramp up your efforts in terms of hitting the pedal? Just some sense on that, sir.
See, we don't want to compare with other players. Our strategy will be our own strategy. But having said that, the market has acceptance now for good quartz, high value products. So we will definitely ramp up our domestic market sale. But then there is no timeline. Like, as I said, we need to really identify good business partners and strategy of positioning different varieties of products in different price segments. Like, we don't want to tell today what will be our strategy for the entire domestic market because for various competitive privacy, but we definitely will make sure that the percentage goes up gradually in every quarter on the domestic front.
So what would India be currently, sir?
Currently is like a minuscule number, actually, if you really look at it. So it is, we are building from a base which is pretty low.
Our focus, you know, that always has been export market. Now that the looking at the Indian market and Indian growth story, we feel that the market is now right to accept our kind of product in the market. So let's hope that we at least achieve 10% of our turnover on the domestic front. That's the first target.
Okay. So my second question is, can you help us understand, you know, we've done pretty well in this quarter, and from Caesar's numbers, we understand that they were weak. So I'm just trying to get some sense, have we gained some market share there in the US? We're doing better than the other players. Just some sense, what is happening there, sir, and how are we doing versus competitors?
See, basically, I don't know what are the problems of my competition, so I will not be able to tell that why they have not been able to perform better in the quarter, but every company has their own strategy. So probably it is the strategy what we are following, because our customers are succeeding, so we are succeeding. That's our bottom line. So since we don't go like Caesarstone to the end consumer or to the fabricator, we work predominantly with the large distributors, and their success is our success. And what I can say is that if they are succeeding, we are succeeding. And that's the reason what you say is what is delivered.
Okay. And the last question, we are at a gross debt of about 375 crores on September. And you also said that we will be needing about 300 crores of debt for the capex. So, sir, FY26 end, what kind of debt repayment do you look at, and what is the kind of peak debt that we will be at FY26?
Next 12 months repayment is 65 crores.
Next 2 years?
Next 12 months.
Next 12 months is 60 crores. And so peak debt would be about?
It should be around 350 crores by the time we take the new debt. By that time, we would have paid most of the debt.
Okay, okay, sir. All right. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to connecting again for the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Pokharna Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.